Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
It's the Nation, Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the, what is that? The Radio Northwest Network. Yeah, that's the one. How are you this afternoon? Hey, listen, the weather is changing. We know that. It's cooled off. The 90-degree days are gone, at least I'm assuming for the rest of the year.
Don't speak too soon.
Don't speak too soon. For the most part, we won't have 29 in a row or anything like that like we did. So don't be putting that grill and smoker away, you know, just yet. We're the Nation, and we grill and smoke all year long, and we'd like you to do that, too. So we're going to share some fall foods with you today. We've got Andy Black in the studio, Black Feather, as we call him, and, of course, Court. Now, today is a special day for Court here on the Nation. This is Court's last day as my producer, and it breaks my heart, truthfully, because he's a great guy, and I've really gotten to know him and be fond of him, but he's off to higher planes of whatever here in the radio business.
Right.
Here.
So something like that. It's more like I need to take a nap on a Saturday afternoon. That's what it comes down to.
Because I think I said last week that you're always here now.
Yeah.
And you're never not here.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And you got two kids.
Yep. Two little girls who are ramping up for the Nutcracker. They start Nutcracker rehearsals already.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have actual speaking parts and stuff?
Well, the Nutcracker's just ballet, but they have roles in it, and they've been doing this for a few years, and yeah, they're in it. So
excellent.
Yeah, I gotta drive them to and fro. This is my job.
I went through that for years. My daughter, by the way, hi Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey JT,
with my daughter growing up, it was rehearsals. After school stuff, of course, when she was little, you know, brownies, Girl Scouts,
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, I got all that.
All yep. that, mm-hmm. you know.
And speaking of which, you want to buy some nuts? I got a little 7-year-old that needs to sell some nuts.
I'll bring them in next week.
All right. Well,
we did all that stuff. And then basketball, soccer, you know.
It's never
swimming.
It's never ending.
No.
Until they're out of the house.
And then they leave and you're like exhausted. And
right.
You need to go to a sanitarium for like a year and a half and rest. So really, hi Andy.
Hey JT.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking how easy I have it because I just have two dogs.
Yeah.
Just got to feed them and let them out.
Nah, my daughter never bit. Well, she bit me once. I came home after 2 weeks on the road and she was so excited. She was little. She literally, you know how the little kids will like almost crawl up your leg when you're going to go pick them up. They just kind of up there. And she was so excited. She was about 2 and she bit me on the neck so hard. Because she was just excited, you know? I was like, yeah, God. Anyway, changing foods is what we want to talk about today here on The Nation. It's coming into fall, and I have a tendency to change what I'm cooking. We were talking about this for the show, you know, and summertime we're doing, you know, a lot of steaks and burgers and ribs and those kinds of great things like that. But I tend to get a little change in the fall in what I cook. What mm-hmm. about you, Court?
No, I will shift into like heartier foods like soups and stews and, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah.
So I've got a white chicken chili, which is awesome. If I could, I'd do it every week, but I don't know if the family's going to go for it. It's good.
I love it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, what I shift is I keep an eye on the weather. So if it's raining and cold and things like that, I don't want to cook something where I have to stand out in it and monitor it. So, you know, I use my smoker and throw something in there for, you know, 3, 6, 12 hours and, you know, it's done.
And knowing you, if you forget about it, you're on the couch with Wyatt, your dog, and a sixer, you might get it tomorrow.
Yeah,
when you wake up.
It's just fine. I've done that before.
Well, anyway, one of the things that I look at doing, and of course, fall time coming into fall, we get a lot of fish here. Mm-hmm. And I like salmon a lot, but I like all fish, really. Like the whitefish, you know, and the halibut, and mm-hmm. And I love sole and that thing. Those sole's a little tough to do on a grill or a smoker, but salmon is very easy to get a nice salmon fillet. And I think I've talked about this before. I do a cashew crusted salmon, but salmon's very easy to do, pretty easy to overcook if you're not paying attention, if you're doing it like on a gas grill. But if you're doing it on a smoker, same thing. You can put it on there and get it going and kind of walk away for a while.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. Do you have any special salmon recipes?
You know, I go fishing with my neighbor Neil across the street every once in a while. He's a fishing addict. He's retired and fishes, you know, 7 days a week. But he taught me this one where, you know, I sear the salmon really nice and I make a glaze out of honey and soy sauce and onions mm-hmm. and like green onions. And I forgot what else was in there, but you just lather that on there and it's just dynamite.
I think the one thing that people sometimes forget is that when I do it, and most people do this, is you cook it skin side down mm-hmm. and don't turn it on the grill or on the smoker. And when you go to get it off, you can just take your spatula or whatever you're going to use and just slide it between the meat and the skin, and you can get that whole fillet, if you got a big enough spatula, if you know what you're doing, but you can get that whole fillet off there. One, it looks really cool when you serve it, mm-hmm. but two, you can just peel that skin off the grill then, and it's really easy to do.
So you never, ever flip it? You don't flip it?
Nope.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah, what's really important, too, is to put the oil your grates before
right.
you do that.
Right.
So it just slides off really easy.
Yeah, it comes off really easy, but no, I don't. When I was a kid, I was a deckhand on a fishing boat and for my uncle, and he always cooked salmon steaks. You know, he'd just slice them.
Right.
Steaks, not fillets, but steaks. Those we would turn because they were always really thick. We caught nice big Chinook, and they were always, you know, 2.5 inches thick type thing. So those we had to do. But when I'm doing a fillet, a salmon fillet or something, I never turn it like that. And I can get a nice little, if you want, and a lot of people don't like it, but because they think it's overcooked, but you can get a nice little crust on it with like what you're talking about with your honey and soy sauce and green onions and that. And I've got a few I do with orange juice and honey powder or brown sugar, granulated sugar. I use that a lot. Or demerara sugar, something like that.
Anything sweet makes it taste good.
Yeah, anything sweet, and put a little garlic on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very good, and it works. But that'll make its own crust if you do it right in the smoker.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, and it's really good. Yeah. Do you like that? Do you like salmon?
I do. I love salmon. And for me, if it's fresh caught, and it's good, for me, the less you put on it, the better.
Yeah.
But
salmon's got a great flavor, especially the Chinook, you know. Stuff here. We're going to take a break here on the Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back. Court's last day with us. Unless he gets demoted, then he'll probably be back with us.
Yeah, that's probably, let's not talk about that.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Jesse James was left. Killed many a man. He robbed the Danville train. Left that dirty little coward.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, as you might have guessed, along with Court Johnson, his last day with us, and our favorite go-to guy around the barbecue world, Andy Black. How's that? Is that that's real TV
stuff? Sounds really good, JT.
There you go.
Sounds really good.
Hey, I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates really quickly. KPNW down there in Eugene. We're going to be down there next week doing the Quack Shack, by the way. And KWVR in Enterprise, and one more. Let's throw one more in here. KWRO in Coos Bay. Thanks for having us on your airwaves, and we appreciate it. We've got a special guest joining us here on the phone, Randy Poole. Randy also works with Alpha Media. She's one of the executive vice presidents of marketing, and she's probably got so much stuff to do now, I don't know if her title even fits. Anyway, welcome, Randy.
Thank you.
So you are Mrs. Court.
I am.
I'm Mr. Randy.
You're Mr. Randy.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Here.
No, in fact, for a long time, most people called me Mr. P. Poole because That's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. I got it. So we thought we would go right to somebody who would really know. That would be you. How are Court's cooking skills?
You know, pretty good. He had to step in when I started working a lot, and it was I would say it was a little rocky at first, but he has really evolved in the kitchen.
Notice how she says evolved. She doesn't necessarily say that it's a good thing, but yeah. I have evolved. No, that's true.
Yeah.
You've improved.
Yeah. Well, caveman evolved.
Right.
So what are his specialties? When you come home from a long day here, and they can be, folks, they can be very long days here. I know that. And, you know, we come down, is there a beautiful table setting, candles, glass of wine? Or is it like a Swanson's TV dinner going, here you go, babe?
Yeah, I wouldn't get that carried away with the candles and the glass of wine. But, you know, we have two little girls at home, and so there's a few things that they like to eat that he has started making frequently. The other problem, though, is that Court comes from a large family that ate a lot of just hearty meat and potatoes and...
Oh, yeah. And keep talking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
So he knows how to make a lot of those things. And, you know, we have two little girls that dance. And so they like a little more light fare, I would say.
So he's not a quiche kind of guy, but he's more of a roast beef kind of guy?
Actually, what's funny is, I don't know if Court's talked about it, he lived in Geneva, Switzerland for a while, and he can make a leek pie, which is very similar to a quiche.
Yeah.
So that's impressive.
So I can do that. Yes. I just don't.
You just don't have...
Well, quiche is... When you think of quiche, I mean, it sounds great, but it's not healthy. It's not healthy food. I mean, that's butter and cheese and ham.
Yeah, and eggs.
And eggs, yeah.
But so is that chicken pot pie that you love.
Oh, man, I made the best chicken pot pie last week.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Was that... Now, did you cook the chicken or did you buy cooked chicken?
No, I cooked the chicken. I just what do? We boil the chicken. Boil the chicken because it's going into a casserole, so it doesn't matter. So,
yeah.
What do they call that? There's a term for that when you boil chicken.
Boiled.
Boiled chicken?
Boiled chicken.
All right. I thought there was like a more technical cooking term.
Yeah, water, salt, heat, pot, chicken.
Yeah.
That's it.
And into the pot pie it goes.
There you go. So, Randy, what's your favorite dish that he makes?
Ooh, you know, I do enjoy the leek pie. There's something that he makes constantly in our house because our little girls like it, which is an Asian chicken salad. And I think all of us could probably live off that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good stuff. Now, there, when you do that, are you grilling the chicken or are you frying it or
I'll boil it sometimes, but it's either grilled. It's mainly grilled. Sometimes boiled. I kind of go back and forth. Why aren't you talking about my white chicken chili?
Oh, that's a good one. I was just going to say, what about that chicken that you grill after you marinate in that ranch milky dressing?
Oh, yeah. It's ranch chicken.
Super healthy.
Yeah.
So, well, we don't do too much healthy here on the show, as you might guess, but that does sound good. So overall, how would you rate him as a cook, 0 to 10?
I do have to see him later today. 7.5?
There you go.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll get to 11 eventually.
Or not.
All right, Randy, thank you so much for joining us. Randy Peepool.
No problem.
And
thank you.
Randy's one of she is the marketing person here, the big shot.
Yep.
She's on the seventh floor, so we don't ever go up there. We don't go there. Anyway, thank you, Randy, very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That must be comforting, a 7.5.
To me, that's quite generous. That because I have very simple needs, and my girls they're young, so they I don't get terribly complicated. But my wife's always trying to introduce new versions of quinoa, and I mean, 5 years ago, I had no idea what quinoa was.
Why?
Because it passes right through you, Jeff. It's whoop. So if you're
like through a goose,
if you're looking for some fiber in your life and some regularity, quinoa.
I'd have put that in pill form.
Like the Batmobile, even the Batcave.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah.
Well, I got some news to share with you guys here. Everybody's gonna go, I thought this show was about barbecue. Well, it's about food. Okay. Danville, Kentucky. You ever been to Danville, Kentucky? I have.
No, sir.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time.
Is that Eastern or Western?
It's, yeah, from here it's East.
Oh, well, okay. But are we talking about the Kentucky itself?
Yeah, it's a little Eastern.
Okay,
there.
All right.
Okay. So, police officers were called to the Danville's Constitution Square last Sunday. As cooks were preparing their meats, it's a barbecue thing, of course, for the Kentucky Barbecue Festival. Seems like a couple guys got ticked off at each other. They were actually sharing a grill and or cooker, whatever they were
mistake.
Using. Yeah. And they two pit masters thought one of them thought the other was, quote, hogging the grill. So he picked up a brisket and beamed the other guy with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Brisket assault.
And it says a female worker for Firehouse Barbecue was in line of the fire, the flying piece of meat, which was estimated to be more than 200 degrees, which is probably fine. And she suffered burns. Seriously, she got burnt by, because, you know, they pulled it right off the line there, so to speak.
Well, you know, that part of the country probably do time in county for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
At least a couple days.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, she had burns on her neck, back, and shoulder and was treated at the scene by EMS, and she was released, and they kept the brisket for evidence. So there you go.
So nobody got to enjoy a brisket the right way.
No, nobody got.
That's too bad.
Nobody got to.
It's probably going to disappear out of the evidence room, though.
I'm sure it's gone
if
already.
If it hasn't already.
I'm sure, you know, they're going to walk by there and kind of.
Parts are missing.
I don't think it probably went on the shelf in the back room, in the evidence room. I think it went in their fridge.
Right.
Would be my guess.
Sure.
And then it was divvied up between everybody on duty that night when they went home.
Oh, yeah. The night shift got it.
Night shift got it. Yeah.
Just shave off that the part that, you know, was contaminated. And
yeah.
Of course, that's the smoke part, smoky part.
So. Yeah. That was, you know, when you say crust, that's what you had right there.
Right.
So they shaved off the crust on that baby and then they ate it. Oh, my God. Only in Kentucky. Only in Kentucky. By the way, I want to say, you know, if you're ever down in the Woodburn area and you're going to look around, want to cruise into a cool store, go to Barclays. This isn't an ad. I'm just telling you, go into Barclays. Sometimes they have parking lot sales on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coolest pawn shop you've ever been in. They have all kinds of stuff. They actually have life-size replicas of Predator and Alien. And then they have children from that match.
Oh.
But they're made out of car parts. But they look just like them in the movies there. And they're kind of in a little side room there, but you can go in there and see them. I mean, it's a cool thing. These things are about 7 feet tall.
You have to check that out.
Yeah, you need to do that. But they got all kinds of stuff in there. Just if you're out cruising around this weekend and you don't, you know, the Oregon game's pretty early in the morning, and Oregon State, I don't know what they're doing this weekend. So, you know, there's not much going on in the afternoon. If you're out for a cruise, go down to Barclays and do that. Next week, by the way, too, on The Nation here, we are going to have Carolyn Wells from the Kansas City Barbecue Society. She's the executive director, and everybody talks about KCBS. Well, we're going to go right to the source and figure that out. What it does, where they are, what they offer. Maybe we'll even get some samples by then. We're going to take a break on The Nation. Barbecue Nation will be back right after this. Don't go away, please.
Wild West is going to get wilder tonight. White hats, black hats, cowgirls.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and in beautiful downtown Portland at KXL News Radio 101.1 FM. How's that? I got it all in that time. Pretty good. You can email us. If you have any questions, you can email us at barbecuenation, that's BBQ, just the letters, BBQ Nation, at KXL.com. Or if you want to send me a recipe that you'd like us to use, especially when it's coming into comfort food time, you know, you may have something special. If I use it on the air, if I actually read it and do that, I will personally send you something. I guarantee that. We're going to get to the lightning round in a minute, but I wanted to tell you about a couple of things. Yeah, Carolyn Wells from the Kansas City Barbecue Society is going to be with us next week. Coming up, you speaking of that, you've got, of course, the American Royal in Kansas City. That comes up the 2nd through the 5th of October back there. And then you've got the Jack Daniels, October 23rd through the 25th. Then the USA Barbecue Championships in Laughlin. That's a little closer for us here. Mm-hmm. That's down the end of October through the 1st of November. And then the World Food Championships in November in Las Vegas, the 12th through the 18th. You think they remember any of that when they leave Vegas after a week there?
Negative.
Negative. Negatory on that. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. No. I was going to tell you about a little glazed chicken deal I do. You were talking about chicken?
Yeah.
Court likes chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Use eight skin chicken thighs. You can put the bones, keep the bones in them. You can get boneless ones, but you can do that. It's about 3 pounds. You can do a rub, put any type of rub you want on them. And this is a glazed chicken. And then you can make your own glaze too. You know, I have one. I'm going to post this recipe so there'll be a glaze with it. And I don't want to go through all the details of how to make a glaze here. But you can do that. And you just put them on a single layer, you know, kind of don't stack them up on your grill. Just keep them all flat, meaty side down. Cook for about 12 minutes. Turn them. Spoon some of your glaze on after you've turned them like that. And then finish them. And you can serve it like on a bed of spinach or something. It's very good.
Yeah, just don't glaze them too early because it's
no. You know, the last 4 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that. You know, like that. But I'm just saying, it's really easy to do. You can come up with your own glaze. You can buy a store-bought glaze. You can do any of that. And that's a really easy glazed chicken to do. And I personally like thighs because I'm a dark meat kind of guy. You like dark meat?
Not really.
You never went for like the drumstick all
the
time?
Well, as a kid I did just because it was handy.
Yeah.
Like literally, but like, meh. I'm more of a white meat guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
How about you?
I gave you that mango habanero chicken thigh recipe. And it's
right.
Just fun to cook and they're all the same proportion. And I do like chicken breast too. Usually I like the bone in. Seems to have a little bit better flavor.
Yeah. Pretty much anything I like to cook, with the bone in because I think it does add flavor to it. Plus, you can use, I'm a big one on, like, making some stock later.
Yeah,
or chicken stock.
Yeah, I did a beer butt chicken this week, and, I make chicken salad out of the remains and I use the carcass and everything like that to make a nice chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, and you were talking about, Court, the Oriental or the Chinese chicken salad. I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's really easy.
It's probably about the healthiest thing I eat, but it is good. We're going to do the lightning round here in a minute with Cord, but one more thing. I do this asparagus and garlic with fresh orange juice on the grill. You've seen me do it.
I've had that. That is awesome.
Yeah. When you're doing asparagus, take the end of the asparagus, not the tip, but the end, where the white stuff is on it, mm-hmm. I cut that all off. I go up about an inch and a half or 2 inches on the asparagus. I like to use really thin asparagus.
Right.
Okay. Cut that off. On like one of the Evo that you had, I did it on there. That's a flat surface, or you can do it in a wok. You can do it in a frying pan. But on the grill, I do the same thing. put them crossways so they don't fall through the grate, of course. And I just keep them damp with some water when I put them on there. Some people will put oil on them, but I don't, because if you put the oil on them and then you put the fresh orange juice on them, it's not going to mix very well.
Hmm.
Okay? It'll separate like that, and you don't do it. So anyway, salt and pepper like that, and put some fresh orange juice
on it.
Do not overcook it.
That's
okay.
The worst.
Lightning round for Mr. Court. You think of a couple of questions. Okay. What's the worst thing you ever said on radio?
The worst thing I ever said on the radio was a description of a bad date. I can't cite one word, but it was a description. Radio ruined my dating career or my dating life early on because I was like, my life was an open book.
Yeah.
And so I would share good stories, bad stories, and the girl I was dating, I didn't realize she knew I was on the radio.
And she was listening?
Yeah. I don't know if she was listening, but it got back to her.
Somebody listened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of Facebook, it was Courtbook?
Yeah, this was before Facebook. And so I learned very quickly that I had to watch myself.
I got a letter from the FCC once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was a bad boy in L.A. Wow. When I was a morning jock
surprise,
down there.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I had a slip.
Right.
Slip of the tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay. Who's the worst person you ever interviewed?
The worst person I've ever interviewed? Oh, I'm trying to think. There was a comedian, and it's really bad. She was on 24. She was the little quirky sidekick on 24 with, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't even think of her name, but she was horrible. Like, she just one-word answers and...
Yes.
Look her up. You know who I'm talking about. On 24. Yeah, I can't remember her name.
I had one once where they said one of the record companies sent me a guy. We were in Vegas doing a live show.
Yeah.
From the NFR. They sent me this guy. He had a new record out, and they were really pumping him.
Yeah.
And this guy was so drunk, he couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was... And I don't even remember his name, because I just kind of pushed it out of my mind.
Must anyway, be country music, right?
It was country music. Yeah, yeah, but this guy was...
Randy Travis.
No. I did interview Randy about four times over the years, but he was sober when I did that. Okay, what's your best day? When you're not at the radio station, which is not very often, but what's your best day for Court Johnson?
My best day, we actually get to do this for about 10 days every year. It's in Mexico with my wife and my two daughters. My in-laws own a place down in Mexico, and we go down there and we spend a week. It's a fishing town. It's not a tourist place, and we're on the beach. We're eating tacos from the streetcars, and it's awesome.
I've done that before. It really is awesome.
It's authentic Mexico. The people are the best, and
great host. You like octopus?
Yeah.
Well, I've been to Mexico a bunch of times, and I actually like their octopus down there. You know, you look like you're going to throw up, but...
No, I'm not against it. I can't say that I've had it, but...
But, you know, good. It was like an octopus cocktail type thing. It was very good. Anyway, if you had one person that would come to your house and cook for you besides me, who would it be?
One person. I know him, and I've ate at his restaurant a couple of times, but Vitaly Paley here in town, Paley's place, I would love for him to just come and just cook for me. Now, again, I've met him a few times, interviewed him a couple of times, but like he's never just personally cooked for me. I'd take that any day.
Yeah,
met
him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
but you could probably too. You can probably call him up and ask him to do that.
Yeah.
One thing you wish you had never eaten but did.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was from the Philippines, and there was like this cold broth thing, and it was thick, and it
was it moving?
No, but it was like brown. And it was just brown. The second thing that I had that's worse, actually this is probably worse, was this fish that this man from Nigeria made me, and I'm eating it, and it tastes like dirt. And my wife mentioned this earlier that I lived in Geneva, Switzerland for a while, and he's talking to me in French, and I'm listening, and I realized what he had just said. He says, "Yeah, that's fish that lives in mud. It's native to in Africa. They eat a lot of fish that lives in mud."
Right.
And I realized I'm eating a fish that lived in mud, so therefore it tasted like mud. That's probably the worst thing I ever had.
If you watch that bizarre whatever it is with Andrew
bizarre
Zimmer,
food, yeah,
yeah,
they, they have some Asian stuff where they actually put it in the ground for like years
and let it ferment. Yeah. No, it's
kind of like kimchi type stuff.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I saw the one on his show where they had these clams, and they sat out in the sun all day, and people would come by because people never came by this little shop till the afternoon, and they would go harvest these clams. They look kind of like a gooey duck, big kind of thing. And they would sit out there all day in the heat, and then they would eat them. Mm. And they obviously didn't kill them because they're still alive.
Right.
I don't know if they get much repetitive business after that. But anyway, we're going to be back and wrap up the show here in a few minutes. Don't go away, The Nation. We're doing lots of things today, but we're saying goodbye to Court. So.
Everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things?
It's Full Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. We've got Andy Black with us today, and also we're saying goodbye to my producer, Court Johnson. He's not leaving the building. I don't think he ever leaves the building, but
no.
He's going off. He's doing the morning shows on Kink here in Portland now. He's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it
he is
just too much of a workload. So we've conned somebody else into helping me with this show. So
you're not that far off, Jeff.
Not that far off. Yeah, I got it. I got it. You know, I'm kind of down the food chain here. No pun intended. By the way, before we get to Andy really quick, when we were talking to Randy, does she have green eyes?
She doesn't. She has blue eyes.
Okay, well, yeah. You played green-eyed lady, though, coming into that.
I did. Yeah, I did. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think about that stuff. So, Andy Blackfeather, friend of mine, good barbecue guy, works at Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. He's always trying to peddle something to me.
Always.
But the weather's changing, and you have a new product that you're working with real quickly. Because I'm not getting paid for this. Karate, and it's a covering. It's a thing you can put out on your patio or if you've got a commercial area to use.
Yeah, so my owner, Mark, he brought this brand to the Pacific Northwest. And what it does is it allows you to enjoy your outdoor living space all year round without being held hostage to the weather. So you have a retractable roof. You can have side enclosures with vinyl windows. You can have a gutter system installed, and it's all custom. You can have standalone or attached, or you can have in wood or aluminum. So it's very, very versatile, and it's becoming a big, big deal up here.
So like a lot of my friends can get rid of those blue tarps that they have over the back of the house and get something cool like this.
Yeah, or the circus tents. That's what a lot of restaurants have been using.
Yeah.
And they've got to take them down every year. So basically, you know, if it's raining, you can have the roof deployed and you can have the sides up, or if it's windy, you can have the sides down and the roof, you know, open. It's just, you know, allows you to be comfortable in an outdoor environment when the weather acts up.
Cool.
Yeah.
And they can find that through you?
Yeah, yeah. Just go to Outdoor Kitchens Northwest, and kitchens is plural, Northwest is spelled out, .com, and we've got their full line on our website.
Okay. Very good. Do I get one of those?
No. I'll give you a little bit of a deal.
I want one of those.
Not much.
Oh, come on.
We'll see.
Come on. I was going to give you a little more news here if I could find the bloody stuff. And anyway, maybe I won't. But we had some fun stuff happening in the food world. Did you watch the debates?
I watched as much of them as I could stomach. It was way too long, and it was
painful.
It was painful. It's if you're a Republican or an independent, and you're watching this thing for seriousness, you weren't getting it. And if you're just an American trying to be involved, it's frustrating.
You know, I don't want to get too far off politics here, but I agree with you because it was like, and they're all professional people. The moderators are professional people. The politicians are professional politicians, except one or two of them in there. And it was like the first hour and a half, it was like pick on Trump.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, you like Trump or you don't. I don't care. But this seemed like a little schoolyard thing. It's like, hey, did you know what Donald Trump said about you?
Well, they weren't talking about the issues.
No.
You know, they're dodging around. Even the moderators had to correct them.
So speaking of good use of your tax money, how's that for a segue?
Nice.
Okay. They have a cook-off in Washington, D.C. Three congressional teams led by Senator John Tester of Montana and Ron Wicker of Mississippi and Sanford Bishop of Georgia will face off in a pork shoulder-filled fundraiser hosted by Zero to end prostate cancer, blah, 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 okay? Hmm. And this is coming up this weekend, but here's the kicker on that. General admission is $50, but if you are a congressman, a senator, or a staffer, it's free.
Oh.
Wow.
Should be the other way around.
Yeah, imagine that.
They should pay double.
Imagine that.
Wow.
So,
See, I'm down. I'm all down for this type of thing because I think barbecue is it's the American way.
Yeah.
I'm down for them to, but that pricing scheme right there just seems a little.
Yeah, it seems like
wacky.
If you're a member of Congress and you have that expense account, should cost you $100,000 to come in, and then donate that to the charity, and let the public come in for $1.
Right.
Well, we pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we got to get out of here this week. We got McGarry and warming up in the bullpen back there. And we'd like to thank Andy Black for being with us. And Court, my friend, it has been 4 months of bliss. I
Has
guess.
It been 4 months?
It's been this wow. is coming into
no,
4 months.
I have been happy to be a part of the nation. It's been great.
It's been great.
Best of luck, Court.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's done a great
we'll
job.
We'll see him in the hallway.
We'll see him in the hallway. Yeah. We'll,
and I'll pretend like I don't know you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's okay. Everybody else does.
Who are you guys again?
Everybody else on the sixth floor does that, except the sales guys. So, anyway, just remember this. I'm not available right now, but thank you for caring enough to call. I'm making some changes in my life. Please leave a message and after the beep. And if I don't return your call, you're one of the changes. We'll see you next week on The Nation. Hang in there.